The legal status of the Indian Child Welfare Act is again going before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. In 2018, a Texas federal court found the act, known as ICWA, to be unconstitutional. But this summer, a panel of three Fifth Circuit judges reversed that finding. Now the full panel of appellate judges will hear the case, with oral arguments tentatively scheduled for the week of January 20th. Texas federal judge Reed O'Connor found that ICWA is based on race, violating equal protection under the Constitution. He also determined, among other findings, that Congress commandeers state government functions to put the act into practice, a violation of Tenth Amendment principles. Certain tribes and the federal departments of Interior and Health and Human Services appealed the decision to the Fifth Circuit. At oral arguments in March, Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins defends O'Connor's ruling, saying the issue isn't whether ICWA is good or bad, it's whether the means justify the ends.
Even if the federal government's policy is laudable and well-intentioned, the federal government must implement that policy itself without conscripting the states. Now, ICWA is the rare statute that commandeers state officials, the state legislative process, and state courts.
On the other side, federal appellants hold that ICWA places responsibility primarily on state judges, who are bound by the Constitution to uphold federal law. As for allegations that ICWA is racially biased, Department of Justice Attorney Eric Grant tells judges that ICWA is based not on race, but on politics, having to do with the government-to-government relationship between Congress and members of quasi-sovereign tribes.
I do not want to suggest something like membership in a social club. It is rather membership in a political community, essentially citizenship.
Grant says the Supreme Court has upheld preference for tribal members and cites a 1974 opinion, Morton versus Mancari.
Classification based on membership in a federally recognized Indian tribe must be upheld so long as it, quote, can be tied rationally to the fulfillment of Congress's unique obligation toward the Indians, unquote.
The three-judge panel overturned the Texas ruling, and Texas asked for an en banc review before the 17 active judges of the Fifth Circuit. New oral arguments are set for January. If the entire panel sides with Texas, the opinion will affect only the states within the circuit, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. But the U.S. Supreme Court would likely have to decide the issue so that all 13 circuits uniformly apply ICWA law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.